Chairwoman Katie Gwynn called, stated that she was going to be unable to be here tonight due to an obligation. So I'm chairing the meeting as the vice chair. Thank you. A huge majority of citizens think county council meetings are out of control by letting a few people create confusion over and over again at the expense of the vast majority of our citizens in Kershaw County.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
We've all witnessed at the national level politicians using laws and rules against political opponents, using ad hominem attacks to demonize their opponents, even outright lies to make them seem like evildoers against the politicians. They never address the key issues that need to be talked about, because it'll cast a negative light on them. That's exactly what's taking place in Kershaw County Council. Welcome to the Liberty Report. I'm your host, Jeff Maddox. The reasons for squashing free speech are many. They don't like what you're saying. They don't like you attacking ideas. They don't like you calling them liars when they lie. They don't like anybody speaking against their narrative. And for years and years, Kershaw County Council has been kind of in their own little bubble. There never was any kind of YouTube or Facebook Live or any kind of video feed coming from them until just 4 or 5 years ago. And even then, their viewership was very small. Most people had no idea what went on inside a council short of reading the local newspaper, the Chronicle and Independent here in Camden, South Carolina, which has always been biased, left bias, and state bias, and no detail at all about the actual dealings, how the sausage is made. Up until the time when we started videotaping and criticizing our government and the actions that they're taking, it started back in 2009-10 when the Tea Party started going. And during that period of time, County Council was affected by the amount of people that the Tea Party could put into County Council and push our elected leaders in directions that were more conservative. As the Tea Party was co-opted and attacked, especially here in Kershaw County by then Sheriff Matthews and the Democrat and Republican parties, including Jimmy Jones, who called me a Nazi at the time, but all the other councilmen too were attacking and demonizing the Tea Party. because we were there keeping an eye on them and pushing agendas. As that dwindled down and was co-opted and the Tea Party kind of dispersed, they went back to their old ways, comfortable then knowing that nobody's really going to say anything. But then here we come again. And there are a few people, yes, Jimmy Jones, there are a few people that now are looking closer and closer to the inner workings of how Kershaw County Council makes decisions. We've gone through the spec building economic development boondoggles. We've gone through the swamp park boondoggle. We've gone through all these little boondoggles, the land up on the lake that they thought they were going to make a beautiful park out of, and then they couldn't build a road to the thing. We've seen multiple cases of just inept, bad decision making. Vision 2030. And now they're tinkering with land use, building regulations. They don't want 521, they do want 521 widened. They don't know what to do because they're not experts, because there is no experts in social engineering and micromanagement of an economy, a free market. The interventions into the free market that Kershaw County Council and the state and then the federal government, the interventions that they do affect us all and make a less free society in which increased taxes and fees for each and every program continue unabated. With just that little line, oh, legally you can only raise it so much each and every year. So incrementally, they get more and more. And as inflation goes on and on, they get, a lot of these are based on percentages. Just like your property tax on your car. A $10,000 car is less property tax than a $20,000, than a $30,000, than a $40,000, than a $50,000. So as inflation drives prices up, they get more and more tax revenue from your vehicles. Same can be true with sales tax. The higher the prices, the more money they get into their coffers. The same is true with houses. The higher the price on the house, the more tax money they get. And yet they're always saying that they don't pay their fair share. We're hurting for tax money. Our budget is very, or we held the line and we didn't have to go up. Why? Because their revenues increase, because the cost of everything is going up, because the government and the Federal Reserve has printed money hand over fist and borrowed money hand over fist, and drove the value of the dollar down. But your local county councilman don't know anything about what causes inflation and how to start protecting the people around them. But Jimmy Jones wants to attack free speech. And so as the meeting got started and before public comment, he had Sammy Tucker read the public comments yet again, and then he started. Listen.
Oh, first off, I need to say this, that for all those with the press and the media and citizens, if you'll see, the fire marshal has designated, and by order of the fire marshal, certain places for tripods to be set. And I think this is good because it gives everybody an understanding of what the council is trying to do and what the public's is able to do. I think we got enough space for about maybe six tripods in here, which we've never had more than one or two, and we welcome them. And but bottom line is they must stay within that boundary of the fire marshal, within that yellow block. Okay, that is, or and Mr. I think a fire marshal is here. Have you got anything you want to say about it? I appreciate you. Would you tell me what your plaque says that you put up there on the wall? Okay, preserve press area, the fire marshal put it up there.
I want to now right here, the plaque says, designated for press and citizens. At a previous meeting, our chairwoman, Miss Katie Gwynn, had told me that I could not set up a tripod unless I was with the press, and I needed to sit down and video from my seat. This is a little different, don't you think? And why would we all of a sudden come up with this after many, many years of filming from anywhere? And ladies and gentlemen, what's interesting about this is, why did all this come about? Why did Katie Gwynn call me up, move my camera this way, that way, sit down? Why is Jimmy Jones bringing this up when long ago, as a matter of fact, just a little over a year ago, 1/10/2023, I set the camera up. Now watch this. You might notice something as this video widens the shot. Look over to the left. Do you see it yet? Do you see what I see? Do you notice this right here? That's my tripod. That's my tripod sitting right there during public comment. Inside the wall, inside the dais, and nobody said anything. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think that this is hypocrisy? Why all of a sudden? So you see, Jimmy Jones didn't say anything then. Chairman Katie Gwynn didn't say anything then. Now, since that time, I have been filming on the right-hand side of County Council for months and months and months, a year now. And then suddenly it's not okay. Suddenly, there's a rule. Suddenly, the fire marshal comes up and says, oh, you can't, you got to be over here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is using the power of the state, using the finding and digging around, finding rules and regulations against the citizens of Kershaw County. Now, it might be me specifically right now, but as he says, there's a few people that are causing the problem.
A huge majority of citizens think county council meetings are out of control by letting a few people create confusion over and over again at the expense of the vast majority of our citizens in Kershaw County.
So a few people are causing confusion. Confusion about what? Confusion about what? That's the problem.
But folks, our rules will be followed and offensive and inappropriate comments will not be tolerated. We need to stick to appropriate comments to public issues. I was elected by the citizens 5 times to represent them and selected by this county council as vice chair to chair the meeting. So let's be clear that we are a nation of, and this council has adopted rules to run an orderly meeting. But everybody will be heard here who wants to speak. I can promise you that, if I'm presiding over the meeting. And if I'm not, I will call a point of order as I have done in the past 17 years.
Point of order. I spoke out and read an email verbatim that had been sent to all the county council members. And yes, it mentioned Chairwoman Katie Gwynn and her blocking of people on Facebook. Little did I know that later, Jimmy Jones blocked me on Facebook too. None of them have addressed the issue. None of them. All of them want to change the rules. All of them want to silence any criticism of them. Unlike many other places around the country where you can actually speak your mind, you cannot speak your mind in Kershaw County. This is America today. And just like policies from the Fed flow down through the state, flow down to the county, so too does using rules, regulations, and laws against political opponents flow from up at the top of the White House and Congress, right on down to the State House, and then everybody thinks it's okay, and it comes right down to your local county. This is the corruption of the system. This is a bunch of babble. This is the millions, thousands upon thousands of laws, rules, regulations that they have created under the guise of safety and security that now they wield as whips and hammers. And they can twist and turn whatever they want to try to make you obedient little citizens. Now, Mr. Jones says a majority of people. Where is this majority? Where is this silent majority that is silent? How many people did you talk to? Did you just ask them a question? Did they call you and say, this is crazy? Ask anybody that attends that meeting who and what is causing confusion. There is no confusion. What's happening is they don't like the light being shined on the Roach House. That is what's going on.
Of laws and rules. Laws and rules.
So Jimmy says we're going to follow the rules. We're going to follow the rules. And he's for free speech and all. But previously, this is what he said.
Thank you, Mr.
My proposal for December 12, 2023 meeting was not a limitation of free speech as was put out there. You know, what I proposed last time was very legitimate. I said, let's have a public speaking section and let's limit it to make sure that it supports the business at hand. What we're discussing. Well, we have to do that on this county council. But I was slam man, I'm against free speech. Because what I proposed last time was nothing but just trying to keep the thing in accordance with our meeting and our budget. And if you look at our budget, that covers a lot of territory. That is not.
That was the meeting after he proposed that change the rules to where you could only speak of something germane. Not only could you not speak on to one person up there in a negative fashion, because you're always allowed to applaud them. Not only could you not speak in negative about a person, you couldn't speak on anything other than what their purview is, their little box. What they determine is their little box. But then he comes back with another proposal. And people were questioning this.
You did change it in accordance with your colleague's comments.
Well, yeah, so I'll give you that. Because a couple of my colleagues come in, it got back to me. A couple of my colleagues said, oh my God, he took it off. Well, we were ready for him tonight. Ready for me for what?
Well, no, I mean, we tried to make public comments a little bit germane to the meeting to make the meeting.
They didn't want that, Madam Chair.
And so you took...
Speech.
And you went a free speech route, which I certainly can support. There's oftentimes, Mr. Jones, can you please stop talking over me?
You see, Jimmy tried to come back and go the opposite way on him this time. But nobody's biting on it, but yet They're still pushing. They're still trying to demonize and say that everybody is all upset about it. You know what? I think Porkchop's got something to say.
So Katie Wynn ain't even showed up for the meeting again. And I wonder why. I think it's because she was scared because everybody done said something, including the Candy Chronicle, about her telling Jeffy he got to put the camera over yonder and everything. And then, on top of all that, here comes Jimmy Jones saying, you know, we got rules. We got rules for you and not for D. And we got to follow the rules and the fire marshal. And where the hell did the fire marshal, who ain't never said nothing about nothing against anything, except all of a sudden, he got the fire marshal to come in and measure all around and everything and say, you know, you got to be over here and you got to be over yonder, and here's some tape on the floor so that everybody can see that you can have egress, you know, just in case there's a bomb or there's a fire or something like that, there is a rule. And can you imagine what happened? I can see it right now. Oh, Jimmy Jones say, you know, we got to do something about this here boy, Jeffy. He keeps coming up here and he puts his camera up and everything. And then he does this production, like Russell Brazz will say, he does a, what about the people with the camera? And then they do a production. And then Jimmy Jones got all upset because the production said something about Katie Gwynn, and so blocking people on social media. So then Jimmy Jones and Katie Gwynn said, oh, you gotta do this over here, and then we're gonna make everything you say, it's gotta be germane, or we're gonna point the audio ass right on down. And then, so Jeffy sets up the camera again, and then Katie say, you can't set the camera up over yonder. You gotta be over yonder instead. And unless you are pressed, you got to sit in your seat, don't you know? So then Jimmy Jones is plotting and planning all over the place and finds a guy that knows something about something. And he says, you know what, Gerald Blanchett, why don't you find me a rule? Find me a rule that will prevent Jeffy from putting a camera up over yonder. And so Gerald went back to his office and clickety, 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 click. Oh, great goodness. Clickety, 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 click. Oh, I got it, I got it. Ooh, hey boss. Hey boss, he gets on the telephone, you know. Hey boss, I got it, Jimmy Jones. The fire code. I'll get a hold of the fire marshal and we all meet down yonder and we get a tape measure and do some. And I put some yellow tape down there, and then when the meeting happens, you can say, you know, we find the rules. We find the rules. We are a nation of laws and rules, and we must follow the rules. Because otherwise, everybody gets confused. There is a majority, he say. Listen to this.
A huge majority of citizens think county council meetings are out of control by letting a few people create confusion over and over again at the expense of the vast majority of our citizens in Kershaw County.
So a whole bunch of people, somehow or another, Jim Jones went and got some kind of survey of all the 67,000 people in Kershaw County, and a vast majority of them was confused. And it's like, where the hell's all these people? And why are they silent? And why ain't they, you know, signing up for public comments all the time? And saying, you know, I don't like the way these people here come in and sow confusion. You got to define that term, Jimmy Jones, confusion. What the hell are you talking about, confusion? And then he said, all these people, at the expense of all these here people, now, you know, we only get to speak 5 minutes. 5 minutes, that's it. And so I don't understand, and they ain't got very many viewers on the YouTubes anyway, and there ain't hardly nobody there anyway. So where is the confusion at? What are they confused about? Everything y'all doing? I'm confused about it too, because you go one way with free speech, it's got to be germane and everything. And then the next thing you know, you're going the other way with, we can interact and all that kind of stuff this time if you want to. And then you got to put the camera over yonder and fire code. And I got an obligation and I can't go. And then she's probably going to say I was doing some army stuff and everything and training and all. Well, guess what, Katie Gwynn? You on your training, you'd have been off early anyway and you could have made the meeting no problem. But you didn't. Just like all the other time. Oh, guess what, boys and girls? Blippi! Yep, that's right. Blippi is in the Columbia area. And I guess she's gonna be blipping. And she, you know, promised her little youngin a long time ago, and so she couldn't come to the meeting because she was blipping. That's right. As always, Jimmy Jones, Katie Gwynn, and all the rest of them are full of crap. And they don't want to hear nothing and about nothing. And the confusion is from the boys up in the front of the place in the dais, because they don't like anybody criticizing them. And if you go around all over the country and look at the YouTubes from county councils and town councils and all that kind of stuff, you find out that they can speak their mind. Yep, they can speak their mind all over the place. And at Kershaw County, old Podunk, Casey County, you can't even speak about them. You can't call them out for blocking people on social media or doing bad thing this way or bad thing that way or anything like that, because they got rules. What are you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do about it? They're gonna use any kind of trick they can to shut you up, get you to be quiet, and get you to do whatever they want. So what are y'all gonna do? Anyway, something else to think about. Bye.
You got that right, folks. These boys are full of crap. Anytime you get people that want to rule, want to make law, you get egotistical narcissists that are doing the right thing, but they use the monopoly on violence to get their way, and it causes unintended consequences that end up costing us freedom and liberty. And that's what is happening. As the meeting went on, we went to public comments. And as everybody knows here, that, and probably in your county, growth is a big issue. And here in Kershaw County, it is. It's one of the top things that everybody's talking about. All the, what we call the boxes, you know, the houses that are close together and there's one after the other. And the only real difference is a little bit on the front and the color of the damn vinyl. Well, here in Kershaw County, and it may be true where you live, the government comes in and says, you know, nobody else is going to do it. The private sector can't do it. We're going to provide sewer. We're going to provide water. And then we're going to let building go because we need economic growth. And then after it gets built up to a certain point and the people start screaming, oh my God, look at the traffic and everything, that's when they jump in and say, oh, great day, there is a problem. Let's tinker with the land use and zoning and everything, because the people are hollering like crazy. And, you know, it'll look good on my political resume that I help the people. Let's stop building. Let's moratorium. Let's make lot sizes smaller and all. And then in 10 years or 15 years or 5 years, whatever it may be, they'll turn around the other way. Currently, right now, they've gotten built out so much that they have to expand the sewer. So they'll have to get a bond for the sewer and all this kind of stuff to expand the sewer. But they're right now, if they just stopped and said, you know, we're out of the sewer business here, somebody else take it, or we're just not going to do anymore, guess what would happen? Those houses would have to spread out to put a septic tank, or the developer would have to build some kind of waste treatment plant. But no, government's going to come in and tinker. All these experts now, look at the county council, look at what their occupation is, and tell me that you think that any one of them is capable of planning any economy's future or land use future or anything like that. Would you sign a power of attorney over to one of them or all seven of them to run your life? I doubt you would. I wouldn't. It sounds a little crazy to me. But that's what we have. And as Jimmy Jones likes to say, our system, you know, it's not the best, but it's all we got. So settle for not the best, because it's all we got. Don't try to change anything. Don't try to criticize. Don't call out the people that are screwing it up. We won't allow that. This is our meeting, not your meeting. That's what they continually say. Yeah, and the only real voice they want is when you come out to vote every 2 years or 4 years. That's what they want. They want you to shut up, be quiet, because they know better than you. And that's what all of it's about. So as public comments went, we always come to the building problem, and Camden is all upset because the Camden Training Center, where the horses go round and round, been there forever, and now the billionaires don't want anything to do with it because everybody, all the horsing industry is moving to some other place, and, you know, it's a whole lot better somewhere else. And all the people around here are all upset, and they want to make a memorial of it where somebody's got to take care of it, mow the damn grass and all, and it'll be subsidized by taxpayers. And we had such a guy come up. His name is Ted Brunson, and this is what he had to say.
Good evening. Ted Brunson, live 2406 Marietta Lake Road, other side of Springdale. This is going to be a three-part public speak for me. Last night, I hit the send button at about 11 o'clock to send over 70 recipients, both in the city and the county. I've got 10 copies here I'd like to pass out in case it went to...
Mr. Templer, would you get those, please?
In case it went to the spam. But if it did, it didn't make any difference. I'll send each one of y'all an individual so you can have exactly what I was talking about. And then I'm going to talk about it at the end. I'm going to dovetail off of what the gentleman was just talking about as far as debt. I came here back in 1987, had a small paint store up in the Dusty Bend area, had a couple of life changes, turned around, left, moved to Fort Mill, stayed up there until 2018, moved back here 2019, built a house. So custom built, everything that I used was from here. What Fort Mill did in 2018 was initiate a impact fee. The impact fee had normally been around $1,500. They moved it to $28,000. And that the way that they did it is they just said, County Council, $28,000. And basically it was broken down to single family homes, the single family home, anything as far as apartments. It was $100,000 for four apartments. Any apartment over that was another $15,000. Two things happened. They got a lot of money in the coffers. And then the other thing that happened was bigger homes that had less impact owned the current facilities, were moved in. They had a higher tax base. The existing homes that were there that were for sale, they went up because they didn't have to pay the $28,000. So that was one way where they slowed down the growth, got better homes, got more custom homes that used the materials from around. I stopped by today and stopped by Camden Building Supply, and the two working developments that they are now up the road, not a single piece of equipment, sheetrock, brick, or mud has been bought from them. I stopped by Sherwin-Williams. Sherwin-Williams has a corporate deal The Sherwin-Williams store out there on DeKalb simply is just a waypoint. They don't make any more money off of it because the deal was cut at corporate. Very, very few things, maybe other than gas and meals, are being reinvested into this community because of how they're building the houses. So that was one thing that I wanted to get over. Last year, Camden had 168 permits issued. That came out at the existing at $840,000 worth of money. If they had used a $25,000 impact fee, that would have been $4.2 million. So in my book and how I run my checkbook, City of Camden and Kershaw County left $3.360 million on the table. If we were to take the two next biggest things that are coming up, the CTC and the Maverin Hills, Maverin Hills at 350 houses, that's $1.7 million. At $5,000 a piece, it'd be $8,750,000. That means that Camden will leave $7 million on the table. This is all things that y'all could do. In talking to the police chief and the fire chief is well staffed. He does like new equipment. I think he's probably like a golfer, and there's always a new putter or driver that you can buy. But using the volunteer staff and what he has on staff right now, and understanding that we've got 11,000 people, if we don't bring anybody else into the city, he's okay with that. However, in talking to the police chief is currently short four people right now. If you take the 4.7 average of the new homes that are coming in, the police chief is going to need at least 10 more officers over the next 3 years if current building stays on track. That will cost each one of us $1 million per officer. I've asked for, since they're in a budget area right now, I've asked for revised figures so we can not only know how much it costs for a police officer, which right now in Camden is $44,000, add 30% to that, covers benefits and insurance and things of that nature, but that does not include his equipment. So I've asked for both from the fire chief and the city police, because as you bring more people in and spreading us out, the people who are the been-heres are going to end up paying for the come-heres. And I think Mr. Roy brought that to our light the last time. I'll ask you to read it. I'll pass out some of these to the other people. I'm part of PATCH. PATCH stands for Preserving a Tradition and Camden's Heritage.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
So what Mr. Brunson's talking about is impact fees to slow down building and to make buildings nicer, make houses nicer. Because if you put a $25,000 impact fee on a house, they're going to build a bigger house, a bigger, nicer house. You see, he doesn't even think and consider what a young couple might need. And if you add, let's say, you look at housing prices now, a starter home is up around $200,000. And if you, how does a young couple making $25,000 each afford something like that? So then you add another $25,000 impact fee to that house, the cost of that house, you drive even more people out of that market. So why does he hate poor people? How are you going to have affordable housing with a $25,000 or a $15,000 or a $5,000 impact fee? This is another way for government to use another hammer to social engineer. And Mr. Brunson is doing just like everybody else, coming to government to beg them to use the gun, the hammer, for what he advocates. And this is the problem with government. It's advocating all these people, and county council is actually working in their own interest, not everybody, because they can't. It's impossible. It's impossible for them to represent you. They represent them. They claim that they represent everybody. Oh, I think it'll be best for everybody. So what? That's your opinion. You don't have any right. Where does that right come from? You think that it comes from scribbles on a piece of paper. You think that a collective can have rights that no human, no single human being has. No single human being has the right to come to your house and demand your money to fix a pothole. You just don't have one. And 10 people don't have the right to come to your house and demand money to fill a pothole. Where does your right come from? You don't have one. So you're acting from an immoral stance to begin with. And now when you censor on Facebook and all, you will not address the key issue. Demonization in that. But when Brunson called for impact fees and all this kind of stuff, he's already settled in. He's already got his place over there. He doesn't want any new people. He doesn't want any growth. He doesn't want anything. So he's advocating for it. Is that offensive language? I don't know, Jimmy Jones. Is that offensive? Does that not cause confusion? Maybe it does. So then we got Amanda Ooten came up. And speaking of litter. And this, she makes some wonderful points in this little speech. Take a listen to this.
As you can see, my notes, since it was taken off the agenda, have been a little rearranged, so I ask you bear with me. Councilman, staff, Mr. Templer, Mr. DeBose, thank you for having me here tonight. I do want to thank you for your service to our community. I know where you sit is not an easy place to sit, and so I thank you for that, and I just ask that you'll listen to me this evening with open ears and an open heart. I'm here to talk on the litter ordinance, which has been given a couple of more weeks, and I'm glad to hear that because I want to lay something on you tonight. We do have a litter problem here in Kershaw County, especially in our rural areas. I was born and raised in Cassett, South Carolina. I and my husband have chosen to stay there and spend the rest of our days there in Cassett, and we are proud to be citizens of that area. I remember a time when citizens had pride in their communities. But lately, we feel that there's a lack of respect for our land and our way of life, and that our voices are just not being heard. Driving through the country, we see our land pillaged and our wildlife displaced, our infrastructure overloaded with development, also that someone, oftentimes not even from this county, can make a quick buck, ride off in the dark of night, and leave us, the taxpayer, to foot the bill and to deal with their trash. Back, it used to be where all you really had to worry about was a deer crossing the road. Now we are worried about logs that have fallen off of log trucks, damaging our vehicles as we drive down the road at night. But my point is, we are still voting. I understand the second reading removed some verbiage, and I'm anxious to see that. I think that was a move in the right direction. But we are still voting to place another law or ordinance on the books for our officers to enforce when they are barely staffed to keep up with the laws and ordinances that are already on the books. Now, I have seen that Kershaw County Sheriff's Department's hiring. I'm assuming some money is coming somewhere for that, and I am glad to see it. They have been stretched way too thin for way too long, but why now? And is it because of litter? You know, why not to combat rural crime? I don't know where the money's coming from or why, so I'm not making any assumptions, but, you know, why not to help solve crimes such as damage or personal property theft out in the rural areas, or why not get back the blue to battle the fentanyl crisis that we all know is infiltrating our border and landing in our backyards? And I can guarantee everyone in this room has been affected by that. So why litter and why now? On this ordinance, I ask, why bring in the iron fist instead of trying to first offer a solution with incentives and praise with the public to promote community outreach, community involvement, and cooperation with all of you? I remember when there were deposits on cans and bottles, which takes up a lot of the trash that's being thrown out on our highways, an adopt a highway program where a community would adopt 2 miles, and for the mere price of a sign, a little small sign of recognition on each end. And those were effective things. I see the Kershaw County Clean County Commission has put out a countywide date on the 23rd of March. These are things, I know that one of these things individually may not make a big difference, but together, these incentive programs and working with our communities may be a better route than an ordinance that will be permanent on the books. In addition to that, I would like to remind that in 2018, Kershaw County received the All-American City Award. It was one of 10 in all of the United States. And I'm gonna make this brief, and if I go over 5 seconds, please bear with me, but I think this is important. The 10 communities demonstrated civic engagement practices that are inspirational, inclusive, and promising in their ability to unite members of the community to help solve issues. Let's get back to 2018. There's nothing wrong with tabling this for no certain amount of time and trying one of these other options with incentives and cooperation within our communities and our government and our council.
And let me say this too. Thank you for your service in our community as well.
Thank you. And I thank you for your time this evening.
Glad to see you tonight.
So she's talking about community. Instead of the force, instead of violence, let's use the community and start to build the self-respect, the personal responsibility of the community. And that is a long-term solution and a solution that can work versus this short-term gratification that you might get from slamming a couple of people with some fines and public service and all, which is going to peter out, which you cannot enforce, which it's not going to really change things. You have to change hearts and minds, not with a whip, but with encouragement and education. Now, as far as censorship goes, there's been this ongoing thing. Mr. Tom Webb, a staple of county council, who comes up, always speaks in big terms and in big picture items. And while he addresses some local issues many times there's nothing about a local issue at all. But the problem for Jimmy Jones and Katie Gwynn and others on council is to censor me, they have to censor him. And he's such a sweet man that it becomes a conflict for him. So to censor free speech, they have to censor Tom. And I think Jimmy Jones and Katie would do it in a minute if they knew that it would pass. But Tom Webb stands in the way. Let's take a listen to what he said.
I love to see volunteers picking up trash. And we could have a buyback program where you look at it on a can, it's got state, South Carolina should be on there. Can could be worth a nickel or 10 cents, bottle the same. But I was born during World War II, and I remember the Korean War, and I served in Vietnam. Seems like always some kind of war going on somewhere now. Iraq, Afghanistan, the Cold War. Lots of people died. You go to France and Normandy, there are rows and rows and rows of crosses, dead people. 53,000 names on the Vietnam Wall. Korea has been referred to sometimes as a forgotten war, but I remember it. And the chosen frozen in northern Korea in the winter, it was really cold, brutally cold. And the Chinese came across the border. That's when the Chinese first got into it, at the Chosen Reservoir in North Korea. They bayoneted some of our guys in their sleeping bags, and somebody yelled out, "They're inside the perimeter," something you don't want to hear. Well, they reformed a perimeter of a sort, and they fought, and our guys backed out. They were surrounded at times, but they fought their way out, leaving their dead behind. And what was that all about? Well, it's for freedom. It's for freedom. A lot of lives have been lost for freedom and disrupted as well. People who didn't die, disrupted lives. As far as Vietnam, some say it was just political, but I believed in the domino theory, where one after another country would fall until the U.S. stood alone, and it's been borne out. Canada is lost, I'm afraid. Trudeau is pretty much a communist. Mexico has the drug cartels, etc. I don't know what's going on there. But it's worse than that, because they're inside the perimeter right here in this country. Progressivism keeps nibbling at our freedom. We've had so much freedom, we think we can shuck it off for some important purpose, but when it's gone, it's gone, and then what next? We'll do it again and again. I've seen it here in Kershaw County. You wouldn't believe it, but I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen council in the past enact some ordinances, and not enact some other ordinances. We've had some really good people show up to speak against some of these ordinances. But there is a church ordinance, a church sign ordinance, where a church out in the boondocks can't have a sign on their property requesting donations for missions or padding the pew or whatever. A pastor can't go out next to the road and ask for donations. It goes very much against the First Amendment. And then there's a tobacco ordinance. You can't chew tobacco. You can't smoke tobacco. Indians can't have any kind of ceremony with tobacco on land that used to be theirs. And it goes much further. It's a 10-foot boundary along roads. You have a road and you have a space between the road and the private property. It's actually on private property. But beyond that is 10 more feet where you can't smoke a cigarette and you can't chew tobacco. We need to get rid of that. That's progressivism, gradually converting our private property into public property. So there are too many ghosts looking over your shoulders for you to be careless with freedom. Progressives want to micromanage our religion and our private property. So read between the lines, look for the intent. Don't play their game. Too many people have died for freedom. Too many people have died. Thank you.
Thank you.
Enemies inside the wall. Progressives, if you want to call it. Marxists, if you want to call it. They go by different names. They go by conservative. They go by Democrat. They go by leftist, right wing. They go by Jimmy Jones. They go by Katie Gwynn. They go by Russell Brazel, Derek Shoemaker, and Sammy Tucker. But they all believe in the state, and they all want to use the power of the state for whatever they want to use it for, including shutting free speech. The one thing that will keep us freedom is our right to speak and to speak freely on any issue the government doesn't want to hear. So after Tom Webb spoke, I was the last one that came up. And of course, I have to address the issue of the camera moving at the last meeting as well as this. Take it a listen.
Hey, guys. Hey, we're also, I appreciate the debt thing. I really do. That's one thing we all, Jimmy's been after it for years. I know that. We do need to get out of debt. You know, debt, we're slaves to the lender at that point. And so I do appreciate that, boys. I do need to speak to the camera issue last meeting. I think a lot of us were in shock. I know I was. It seems that this falls under this idea of decorum. And what does that mean? Let's define what decorum is. I mean, it could mean almost anything at this point. Do I have to film from a certain position or whatever, or perhaps I don't want anybody to leave until a certain break time because of decorum. I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about the absence. But this idea that we can just spring these things anytime, anywhere, for any reason, and then it's approved because it's a decorum, I think that we need to address that situation. I don't know how. I don't know what you guys might think about doing with it. You know, I do like the idea of us discussing matters, whether we agree or disagree. I've told you this many a times. I want to have the discussions because through those discussions, through those debates, sometimes heated, we all learn from each other. And that's what we're all about. And the ideas of how do we get back to what we had, although we're in this new technological age. So I invite any of you to sit down and, I don't know, the drink of your favorite choice, and we'll save the world. Shake hands and go home. But I think it's important that we understand where our country is now. And like Tom Webb said, we got enemies in the perimeter. We really do. Some people laugh at that. But you look at it. You look at the national security state and the surveillance that we're under all the time. And that smartphone and the tracking and everything. And the digital currency that's coming. All this might seem like, oh, great, I don't have to do anything but wheel my stuff out of Walmart and it automatically, you know, checks me out. But they know everything. And with knowing everything, they control everything. What are you going to do to protect all these people? These are things. You know, I talk about community and everything because that's important. Y'all know that. You love the Clean Community Commission. I hadn't done enough. I know that. Some people have done more than me. Some people have done a hell of a lot less. But we're all on this great big marble together. That's all I can tell you guys. I love you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Next.
Do you hear that little laugh at the end? That was Sammy Tucker. I do love all them guys. And we do have to live on this big blue marble together. But we need to learn from each other. We need to discuss things. As I've said, I have invited all of them on at any time to discuss things. To put out your position, have your position challenged, and let's see if it holds up to scrutiny. In no way, shape, or form does this government, this county council, want to discuss, wants to debate, wants any sort of public scrutiny, publicly defending their position. None of them. Not a single one. And this is the reason that you have the government that you have today. It's because, number one, more of us don't shine the light on their dark little inner workings. More of us don't speak out, and more of us don't show others what's actually going on. That's what we need to do. They're searching for a reason to shut people down. They don't like the light shining on them at all. What it really is propaganda. They're using propaganda to demonize, demoralize, make it look like there are fewer people seeing what you're seeing. Let's watch a little old film that teaches us a little bit about propaganda.
Glittering generalities, transfer, name calling, card stacking, testimonial, plain folks, and bandwagon. Your job is to recognize them when you see them.
What is a glittering generality?
That headline you were quoting, a victory for good government.
It's true, isn't it?
What's true? What does good government mean? Is the mayor's idea of good government the same as yours?
I see. It's a glittering generality.
There's another. Yes. And why do you suppose our opponents chose that phrase?
I guess because everybody likes a real American.
And they wanted to transfer that liking for a real American to Mr. Butler.
And that's what you mean by the technique of transfer.
That's it. Now let's see if you can recognize another technique. Our opponent advertises himself as a real American. I say he is unreal, unrealistic. He is a visionary, a theorist, a dreamer.
That's name-calling, visionary, theorist, dreamer.
That's right. And those are very polite names. But now I want you to listen to something else.
Mayor Cooper asks that he be judged by his performance in office. Very well. Let's ask him who was mayor when the municipal waterworks fell into such a state of disrepair that the whole town was without water for 2 days.
That's what we call card stacking. Cooper was mayor when the pumping station broke down. But it was the men in office before him who allowed it to get into such a rundown condition.
Card stacking is choosing some facts and leaving out others and arranging them to suit your purpose.
I've known Dick Cooper ever since he was knee-high to a grasshopper. He comes of a good, respectable family, just as honest as the day is long. And he knows our town. He's one of us.
That must be what you call plain folks.
On board the Victory Special. Vote for Mayor Cooper and ride with him to victory.
That ending's easy to spot. It's the bandwagon. Recognizing the technique is one step. Another step is to know the purpose. You'll find that the purpose of most propaganda is to persuade people to believe something, to do something, or to buy something. Your next step, and it's a big one, is to get the facts. Weigh the facts against the purpose and the technique.
I think I understand. To know whether propaganda is good or not, whether it's true or not, I should know the purpose, recognize the technique, get the facts, and judge the purpose and technique by the facts.
So what do you know? Is that what they're doing? Look at how Jimmy does his little, oh, now this is for the community. And there are a majority of people that say, a few people are sowing confusion. See, that's a word that he can't define. He doesn't know what is confusion and who are the majority and what kind of dissent do you want to silence? What kind of dissent does Kershaw County Council want to silence? These are the questions. Is your local council the same? I bet it is. I bet it doesn't matter how many white people, how many black people, how many Hispanic people, how many women, how many men. It doesn't matter in the makeup of your council. I bet they're just the same. Is that true or not? And it all comes down to, is this what you want? Is this freedom? Is this the system we have? And so, you know, don't try to change it. It's the best thing since sliced bread, but it's not perfect. But are you going to question it? What are the fundamental functions of government? And are we adhering to those? They won't even discuss that. Nobody knows what the fundamental functions of government are. Nobody will tell you. Government expands and expands and expands and expands. It never ending. It employs more people in the United States than any other industry. Here in Kershaw County, between it and the school district, it is vastly the major employer in Kershaw County. The government is the snake eating its tail. There's so many workers sucking the life out of the real economy that it doesn't matter what kind of projects they do and what kind of harebrained ideas they come up with. It's destructive to freedom and liberty and the life that we were accustomed to. Things are going to get worse, not better. Things are going to get a lot worse before they can get better, because people are living in the lap of luxury. Because good times creates weak men, which creates hard times, which creates strong men again. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what's happening now. Look around you. Look at your education system. You can't let Caesar educate your kids and expect them not to become Romans. That's it for the Liberty Report, ladies and gentlemen. Get involved. Are you going to stand for this psycho babble, this censorship of just a few people? Are you going to call him out, call all these people out? Where's this majority, Jimmy Jones? Where is it? I can't see it. Do any of you see it? Just another tale in the long saga of Kershaw County. And so goes Kershaw County, so goes South Carolina, and so goes this nation. Freedom's under threat. What are you going to do about it? Till next time, peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?